From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his studies in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message called A Roadmap to Romans. The theme of Romans is the righteousness of God, what it is, why we need it, and how it may be obtained. And this gives us the key to studying the book. Because of Adam's sin, all men are born sinners and face the condemnation of God. But God in His mercy sent the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to suffer and die in the place of guilty sinners. Christ is the second Adam, and all who are in Christ receive forgiveness of sins and inherit eternal life. The Apostle Paul works this out in the course of the epistle. In part 1, from chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 3, verse 20, he deals with sin and death in Adam. In part 2, chapter 3, verse 21 through the end of the book, he deals with righteousness and life in Jesus Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us in a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, written by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Heavy Duty Shoes. The text is Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Here are two things provided for the pilgrim, shoes and strength. As for the shoes, they are very needful for traveling along rough ways and for trampling upon deadly foes. We shall not go barefoot. This would not be suitable for princes of the blood royal. Our shoes shall not be at all of the common sort, for they shall have soles of durable metal, which will not wear out even if the journey be long and difficult. We shall have protection proportionate to the necessities of the road and the battle. Wherefore, let us march boldly on, fearing no harm, even though we tread on serpents or set our foot upon the dragon himself. As for the strength, it shall be continued as long as our days shall continue, and it shall be proportioned to the stress and burden of those days. The words are few. As thy days, thy strength. But the meaning is full. This day we may look for trial and for work which will require energy, but we may just as confidently look for equal strength. This word given to Asher is given to us also who have faith wherewith to appropriate it. Let us rise to the holy boldness which it is calculated to create within the believing heart.
He's my Savior and my friend, the author and creator, beginning and the end. Oh, my eyes are fixed upon Him, He who died to take my place. My heart is bent to serve Him, His path that I must trace. He's run the race before us.
of strength, the runner's source. For consider with attention, he who took a servant's form, completed our requirement, to his father's will conform. Endure what God deems best. I'll lay aside the sinful ways that make me fail the test. I will search the holy scriptures that can every problem solve. I'll serve my God and Savior, and that with great resolve. And that with great resolve.
Desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. We sinned in Adam. That is original sin. We sin in our own bodies and minds every day. That is our own fruit of that original sin, willfully indulged in every moment we live. And therefore, by nature and by practice, every single man, woman, and young person among us is brought under condemnation, and justly so. That's what this first part of Romans is all about. Sin and death in Adam. And if that's where the book closed, my, what a tragedy it would be for the world. But thank God he goes on to the second part, which is righteousness and life in Christ. That's a long section. It starts at chapter 3, verse 21. It goes all the way through to the end of the book. And if you look at the notes I give you, you'll see that I have 9 individual sections. Many of those have many subsections, and I'm not even going to recite them to you tonight. But through it all, it's grace in union with Christ. Grace brought to us by the person of Christ. Grace brought to us through the merits and the mediation of Christ. Grace that finds us condemned and does not leave us until it lifts us up to glory to be with Him for all eternity. And as Paul works out the plan of grace and how the Lord Jesus Christ both obeyed the precept of the law and paid its penalty all in our behalf, as he works out how Christ propitiated God, that is, put away his wrath and reconciled man, how he united believers to himself, thereby freeing them from condemnation and instating them in a standing of perfect righteousness with God, as Paul works out how Christ gives to his people his Holy Spirit and assures them of victory now over sin and glory for all eternity. As I say, as Paul works out all this, he cries at the end of chapter 11, verse 33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Coming to the very end of the book in chapter 16, 25 through 27, and just to keep the central thought, I'm going to leave out an elaborative passage in the middle. We'll deal with it if we get there in due time. But to get his meaning, he says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." If I could put it this way, when Paul had finished expounding the gospel, I think in one sense he was exulting. I could be wrong in detecting this. I think in another sense he was exhausted. Having delved into the depths of the human condition, and having then penetrated to the heart of God's grace in Jesus Christ, having followed the Son of God down from heaven all the way down to the cross and into the tomb, and then all the way up from the tomb to the throne, having seen in Christ the perfect righteousness that is then made over to us, made over to our account by the free grace of God, having penetrated also the mighty plan of grace wherein God has lifted us out of an estate of condemnation and has placed us in a place of acceptance and given us a standard of perfect righteousness before God, having done all that. Paul can only say, how deep are the riches of God's wisdom and knowledge? Only the mind of God could come up with a plan like this. How deep are the riches of His knowledge and wisdom? He comes to the place where he says, to God only wise be glory. My pride is leveled in the dust. Here was a man who was born a Jew. He was proud of all that he was as a Jew. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He had reached the pinnacle of self-righteousness, but also of self-righteous achievement. He had got to the top. But once he saw what he was really, a sinner condemned and unclean, and all his righteousnesses, as Isaiah says, just like filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. Once he saw himself as he really was, and then he saw God's provision in Jesus Christ, the glory of the person, the perfection of his obedience, the fullness of his atonement, the completeness of his salvation, the justification that he gives. My, when Paul saw this, he just is prostrated before God. And he's saying, to God be all the glory. Let me live for the praise of His glory. Let me indulge in this, not the fantasy of human greatness, but the fact of God's greatness. And let me tell it to the world, how great is our God. Men and women, as we come to this book of Romans, I have in some ways some very limited, but in other ways almost illimitable, purposes in mind. The limited purpose is to take you and me and dash our pride in the dust before God. To smash the idol of human self-righteousness. To break it in pieces and let the wind of God blow it away from our hearts forever. And I want us to come to behold our Savior. And in contrast to the blackness of our condemnation before God, naturally in Adam, to see the brightness of our justification unto eternal life because we are garbed in the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by naked faith. And I tell you, if I, by the grace of God, can see those results for studying the book of Romans, I will be well pleased. Because from this place there will first be a people who will seek the Lord for salvation. Second, there will be a people from this place who will be able to live the Christian life in its proper fullness. And third, there will be a people who in that enjoyment of fullness of what they are and have in Christ will not only live holy lives, but they will go out from this place to blaze a trail in a dark, sinful, cursed world. A trail of the light of God to dispel the darkness of man, a trail of love and mercy, the very trail that Paul blazed when he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as lies within me, I am ready to preach the gospel. May God be pleased to open His word to our hearts. May God be pleased to open our hearts to His word and produce these fruits for its preaching in your life and in mine. Sin and death in Adam. Life, righteousness and life in Christ. In Adam all die. 1 Corinthians 15:22 tells us, in Adam all die. In Christ shall all be made alive. I wonder tonight, are you in Adam or are you in Christ? It's one or the other. One or the other. How you get from being in Adam to being in Christ. This is the glorious simplicity of the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. As Paul writes it in Romans, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's no other way but Christ. Everything God has to say to you or do for you is bound up in Him. Seek ye the Lord, therefore, while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Father in heaven, bless thy word. How we thank thee for this great book of the Bible. We thank thee for the great Christ whom it sets before us. Lord, we pray this Sabbath evening, open our hearts and our minds to the Savior. Lord, we pray that any who have come in to this meeting, proud of the tattered, filthy robes of their own self-righteousness, will see them for what they are and be glad to cast them aside, to wash in the blood of the Lamb and receive from thy hand the robe of the spotless righteousness of Christ. Lord, we pray, give repentance and faith and save the lost. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt give thy people such a joy in the Lord that we will be able to live by the faith of this gospel. And oh God, that then we will go out and tell it abroad and lead others to Christ. Hear our prayer. Answer abundantly and give fruit for the study of the Word of God. For we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.